Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and our engineer, and a lot of other things. Stephen Chaldone.
How are you,
How are we doing?
All right? I am good. I was waiting where you're going with that.
You know, it's an interesting weekend because, you know, we have All Saints and All Souls Day, Halloween.
Yep.
All coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's all here.
It's all here.
Very interesting, right?
I know.
And you know what is funny
Spooky.
Thing? The clown thing. Like, you know, depending on where you're listening, like clowns, people have been dressing up like clowns. There's like rumors.
Bad clowns, evil clowns.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's crazy. The whole thing is nuts. I'm not a big fan of the whole costume thing anyway, to be honest with you. You know, but the long story short, Sheldon, Halloween, All Hallows Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have All Saints,
Saints Day,
which is a holy day of obligation where we celebrate mm-hmm. all of those who have been named saints by the Catholic Church over the years. Do you remember who's the last one?
Mother Teresa,
Bingo.
Saint Teresa now.
You win the prize.
Yeah, what do I get? A pinata?
It's a washer dryer.
Oh,
I'll give it to you in a little while. And then the last one, after All Saints, becomes All Souls. And that's the day that we celebrate all of the people in our lives who are not saints, but they're home with God in heaven, and we celebrate their lives, right?
Yep.
So that's like our mom's day.
Hey,
so it's kind of a nice kind of thing, right? It's a kind of a
all kind of wrapped up in 2 days.
It all comes together. So, you know, it's an interesting tradition, and this is a good time of year to kind of take a look at tradition because we're coming up into the, what we call the holiday season. Yuck, I can't stand that.
But Christmas trees out already.
The reality is we have a lot of different traditions, and when we celebrate traditions, we're kind of celebrating the wonderful things that God has put in our lives and helps us to have a rhythm. So we're going to take a look at traditions on Religion and Rock and see how God kind of calls us to celebrate these different traditions and how somehow through all of the different traditions, he's there with us, kind of calling us forward, no matter what's going on in our lives. To start us off today, this is Steely Dan. It's called Do It Again. We'll be right back. Steely Dan, do it again. You know, in our lives, that's part of what makes a tradition a tradition. It's that rhythmic kind of part of our life. You know, it's interesting because in our faith life, we have that too. We have this liturgical year. You've heard me talk about that. Advent, Lent, Ordinary Time, Easter. All of that creates a rhythm, and it's a tradition, right, that we celebrate Advent every year, you know, the same time, 4 years, four weeks before Christmas. You know, Lent is the 40 days before Easter. We have these kind of rhythms like that. But also in our own lives, it's that repetition, that doing it again, that helps us to celebrate birthdays the way we celebrate birthdays or anniversaries, you know, the way we celebrate anniversaries. All of that stuff needs repetition. So repetition is not a bad thing in our lives. Like if we never did things the same way twice, you know, it'd be kind of weird because we sort of have no roots. You know, I think that traditions are kind of the roots of our life, and God gives them to us for a very real reason because I think that's how we thrive. You know, we thrive through repetition in a lot of ways. How did you learn things when you were a kid? I remember learning Spanish, my mother holding up these flashcards that she made, azul and all the different colors, rojo, you know, amarillo, all these things. That's how I learned how to speak Spanish, is through repetition. My mother doing this with me every night of the week. I wound up getting a 90-something in Spanish because my mom's commitment to me to help me to kind of get that. It was the rhythm, you know, the rhythm of understanding. So we need that in our lives. And that's an important thing, that repetition that helps us to do the good things. So if you have some good things you do with your kids, that's an awesome thing. You know, that's part of what we're about. If it's Sunday morning, you know, bagels and mass and stuff like that, that's a great tradition to instill in our kids. All of that stuff helps us to grow and better understand ourselves too. Hey, here's Bob Seger. This is called Rock and Roll Never Forgets. there is a certain memory to rock and roll, and those, you know, things are interesting in our lives. Like, songs help us to remember certain things, right? Like, later on, I know we're playing my prom theme, you know? And that's interesting because that brings it right back. You know, it's an amazing thing. There are certain songs, when you hear them, they bring us right back to the moment, don't they? And there's something really powerful about that. There's something beautiful about recognizing those moments in our lives and say, yeah, you know what? That's helped me to grow. That's helped me to understand who I am. All of those things are such an important thing in our lives, you know, to have the music that is sort of the soundtrack to who we are and what we do. And all of that stuff adds up. So there's something, again, very powerful about that. And to celebrate that music, you probably have a ton of different songs in your life that just pop up and you're like, wow, I can't believe this. I was telling Chaldone before we started the show today, the band 10cc. I don't know if you remember them. I'm Not in Love was their song. That was on the jukebox at like the youth club I used to go to in my parish when I was a kid. I heard that song on the radio. It brought me right back to the youth club. You know, I was like, wow, I can't believe this. You know, I'm right back with Mr. Frank Rizzo and the teen club. You know, there's something like a great thing to see. Like, it brings you right back no matter what age you are, no matter where you are. And that's the great gift that these things have, these traditions. They bring us right back to the moment. You know, there's this kind of link. It's sort of like a time travel that's pretty cool. And music has that connected to it. And that's the great thing about it. Like when we hear a Billy Joel song and say, wow, I remember that song when I was a kid. You know, those kinds of things just bring us right back. And that connection is such a good and holy thing that it connects our present with our past and our past with our present in a really powerful way. Here's Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is called Sweet Home Alabama. This song always reminds me of Dorothy and saying three times, there's no place like home, right? There's that certain tradition that we have in our lives when we see our homes or we visit our home again. There's something, you know, really powerful about that when we just drive by it. I know I grew up in a little place called Astoria, Queens, originally, and I remember driving by there not that long ago, the house that we lived in. And I remember pulling the car over, staring at the house and saying to myself, my God, you know, like, this is amazing when you think about your life and say, this is where I kind of began my life. This is where I first learned how to pray the Our Father. This is where, you know, I learned about all kinds of family things that are so important, traditions that we're still doing to this very day, like macaroni on Sunday, you know? All these things are so important, and they happen in our homes. So we want to create homes where traditions can live, right? We want to create homes where traditions exist and where we're kind of surrounded with some of the stuff that reminds us of the traditions. You know, right on the counter in my kitchen is my mother's wooden spoon. And that's a reminder to me, you know, of her cooking and of the meals we had together. And all of that stuff adds up. It's an important tradition. I think God gives us those reminders that kind of point to the tradition. You know, in the church, we have those kinds of things, too, the holy things that point, you know, to the tradition. That's kind of what's important in our lives, too. And we all have those little things. They add up and they make a difference in our lives. It matters so much. Here's the Ramones. This is called Rockaway Beach.
One, two, three, four.
Rockaway Beach. You know, that reminds me of a story my mother told me, that when they were kids, they used to go to Rockaway Beach every summer, and they would all go to the beach there, hang out all day, and at noon, the church down there would ring the bell, and the kids would all stand up on the beach, including the lifeguards. Everybody faced the church and say the prayer, the traditional prayer for noon, which is called the Angelus. And I remember telling me that story, and she said it was really incredible. The whole beach would stop, and everybody pray this prayer, and then we go back to our fun and games as soon as it was all over with. Very, very interesting. It made me actually put the Angelus on my television station at noon every day and at the different times that we pray this. Very interesting, because I think that those traditions are kind of amazing, right? To think that there was a time when fun and work and people would stop, face their church and say a prayer. What an amazing, like, reality check. What an amazing reminder that is to us. I think in our lives we need those reminders, and some of these traditions help remind us of God's presence in our lives, kind of calling us all the time to recognize that. Pretty cool in the long run. Hey, here's Billy Joel. This is called Ballad of Billy the Kid.
West Virginia. Rode a boy with a six gun in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande. Started with a bank in Colorado, in the pocket of his vest a Colt he hid, and his age and his size took the teller by surprise, and the word spread of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone, and he soon put many older guns to shame. And he never had a sweetheart, and he never had a home, but the cowboy and the rancher knew his name. Well, he robbed his way from Utah to Oklahoma, and the law just could not seem to track him down. Served as a legend well, for the folks they love to tell about when Billy the Kid came to town. It did. And the cowboys and their kin, like the sea, came pouring in to watch the hanging of Billy the Kid. Well, he never traveled heavy, yes, he always rode alone, and he soon put many older guns to shame. But he finally found a home underneath the Boot Hill grave that bears his name. From a town known as Oyster Bay, Long Island, rode a boy with a six-pack in his hand, and his daring life of crime made him a legend in his time, east and west of the Rio Grande.
The story of a life being a tradition, huh? Interesting thing, because I think that happens in our lives too, is that, you know, we're writing a biography. Now, sometimes people get all interested in writing it all down. And, you know, I think that's something good to kind of pass on in a family. I don't know that anybody would ever buy our book, like, you know, if we had a book, right, of a life story. But I think the reality is that it's good to be able to tell yours. You know, and I tell you the truth, like, I got to give a homily every week for the last 28 years. And one of the things that I like to do is sort of sometimes talk about how this gospel maybe has kind of reminded me of a story in my family. And sometimes when I do that, I have to say, other people come up to me and say, you know, that happens in my family too. Or, yeah, we've done that too. Or we've been to that place you talked about. Those things I can help to connect, not just me and my story with me, like not this whole thing about me, but also it connects me with other people and connects like your story with my story with your story. That's how we help to grow. We kind of connect with one another and things begin to change a little bit. We're not these bunch of individuals, but we're these people who have interlocking stories calling us to more all the time. So don't be afraid of your life story and don't be afraid to tell it to people, little bits at a time, please. But, you know, there's something good about that. I think that we have something to share and that can really help in us understanding one another a lot better. Hey, here's you too. This is called Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of.
Thank you.
Well, there are times that we really, you know, suffer through traditions in our lives, too. You know, I have some young friends who lost their dad, and like the anniversary is coming up right now. And it's interesting because what happens is like that anniversary, that tradition, you know, that forms in a family is not always a good thing, right? It's sometimes a sad thing in the beginning. And I think as the years go on, it begins to change a little bit. You know, like I lost my sister, I think probably 45 years ago now, 44 years ago. And it's interesting because now the tradition, you know, at the time has changed. Like when her anniversary comes around in April, you know, it's not as tragically sad as it was in the early days, but it's a time to remember her and remember her life and the impact she's had on our lives and how that kind of changed us forever for good. So there, it kind of changes as time goes on. So sometimes we get stuck in a moment, you know, that is a sad moment, but we can process through it. So if you have a big anniversary of somebody you love, you know, their passing coming up. Yeah, well, you know what? It's worth kind of recognizing their life. In the Catholic Church, it's interesting. When we celebrate a saint's feast day, it's almost always named on the day they die. Imagine that. So the day they die is the day we celebrate them. It's interesting. So like if we kind of move that into our own family and say, yeah, you know what? It's a day to celebrate our grandmas and our grandpas and our sisters and our brothers and our moms and our dads. Like there's something really amazing about doing that, and it can really help us in a lot of ways. So don't get stuck. Allow God to come in and kind of move that moment along where that tradition can actually form. It can be a beautiful memory and remembrance that gives honor, too, to these people God's given us. Here's Blues Traveler, this called Hook.
Long. This MTV is not for free. It's OPC is killing me. So desperately I'll sing the other love. Shove it off, so raging, hating, pain and fear itself. And I can't keep these feelings on the shelf. I've tried, well, no doubt I lied. To be frank with suicide, but I got too much pride inside to hide or slide. I'll do as I'll decide and let it ride until I die. And only then shall I abide. Is by to catch a little tunes. A 50-minute ditties. I wanna bust all your balloons. I wanna burn all of the seas. This was what I'm feeling stuck in here. If I got no rhyme, I'm not because I'm
You know, they always talk about songs having a hook, like something memorable, you know, that kind of helps us to like the song and remember the song. And you can think of any song that has a really good hook to it, right? You know, it's usually one you kind of sing when you're in the car. And life has those moments, too. You know, life has those traditions, those moments where you say, oh, I remember that. You know, that was really a great day. That was a great moment. Like, we have these different hooks in our life that kind of bring us right back to the moment when it occurred. There's something really amazing about that. Sometimes you open up your drawer and you find, you know, your letter from your lettuce sweater. I know, we're old. But, like, when you do that, like, it's incredible. You say, oh, brings me right back to that day. I got it. You know, those things happen in our lives. I was visiting a priest buddy of mine, and in the hallway of his rectory, he has hanging on the wall, like, a bunch of his stuff. Like, he has his fifth grade report card. He has his college graduation certificate, all these different things hanging on the wall. And like walking down the hallway is kind of a good experience. Like I was thinking to myself, this guy's not like full of himself. He's helping other people to kind of see his life as they kind of come and visit. And there's something kind of cool about that. It's not in the public space. It's in the private space of the rectory. But still, it's kind of a cool thing when you think about like, yeah, having your life around to remind others about that you do have a life. Yeah, that's kind of a good thing. And those hooks are a big help to us in our lives. Well, we've come to the moment. My prom theme. Yep, I want to tell you who I went with, but I had a great time. And I still see her now and then, or at least hear from her now and then. This is Neil Young. It's called Comes a Time.
Comes a time when you're drifting. Comes a time when you settle down. Comes a light, feelings lifting. Lift that baby right up off the ground. Oh, this old world keeps spinning round. It's a wonder tall trees ain't laying down. There comes a time. You and I, souls, and we flew away. We were right, we were giving. That's how we kept what we gave away. Oh, this old
I can't imagine that that was the song that the senior class of 1979 voted on. I bet you it was a rigged election. That's what it was. Interesting, though. That's the song that we had to dance to, and I don't know. But you know what? That song does bring me right back to the moment. I have to say that. It being a country song and kind of in its own style, you know, with Neil Young. Interesting. It brings me right back to a moment. I'm never going to forget that. We all have those moments in our lives, don't we, that just bring us right back to the moment. What was your wedding song? You know, what was the song you danced with your wife to at your wedding? You know, there's something about that. Like, you just never forget that. And there's something really beautiful about that, that throughout your life, you know, you never really forget all of those things. My mom and dad danced to Tony Bennett Because of You. Hanging in their house is the Tony Bennett Because of You gold record. I gave that to them as a gift for their 50th anniversary. You know, it's something really good about that. Like, we need those anniversaries. We need those moments that kind of bring us right back to remind us of their love, to remind us of love in our lives, and to remind us of special moments, you know, because that's how we kind of get through life with all these special moments. It's kind of a cool thing. Here's 38 Special. This is called Caught Up in You.
Little girl, that I never wanna get myself free, and baby, it's true.
caught up in you. Well, that's part of our love and our care for people. We get caught up in their lives. They get caught up in our lives. And that's why we celebrate them. And that's why we have these little traditions that kind of come together and help us to celebrate with one another. So it's a good thing and an important thing that we kind of constantly recognize those people God has given us and be grateful for them. Hey, here's Led Zeppelin. The song remains the same.
Thank you.
You know, the same song playing over isn't a bad thing. Repetition's not a bad thing. The rhythm of life is not a bad thing. God calls us to recognize, you know, his presence in the midst of that rhythm of life and recognize that, yeah, you know, the certain traditions we celebrate time and time again are good things. So what your, you know, healthy tradition is for Halloween, okay, Godspeed. All Saints Day, All Souls Day, we remember these great people who have been sometimes recognized publicly and other times just have touched our lives. All of that goes to say that we are a lucky people because we have God in our life. We have people in our lives that he's put there to help us through life. Let's celebrate traditions. Let's recognize that powerful presence of God in the midst of it and recognize that all of these traditions ultimately help us to continue to grow. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the great man of many, many traditions himself, Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.